Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau with the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Glory to God. We want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Let's go to the Lord with a word of prayer, and we'll get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up in prayer to you all the blessings you have given to us, the blessings of your word. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for being the word made flesh, who died for our sins and given to us the forgiveness of all our sins and the gift of eternal life. Lord, may your Holy Spirit now lead and guide us through this broadcast this day. And to you, Father, we give all of the honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Join me in welcoming to the broadcast today a good friend and partner of our ministry, Pastor David Lewis. Pastor, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you and everyone in our audience today.
Amen. Glory to God. Let me tell you a little bit about Pastor Lewis. He is a busy, busy man, and I really appreciate the time he carved out of his schedule to join us today. Pastor David Lewis of the Cub Hill Presbyterian Church is located at 2917 Cub Hill Road in Baltimore, actually just north of the Beltway. And if you're in the Baltimore area, I urge you to go to his church. It's a wonderful church. Every time I've been there, I've been made to feel absolutely welcome, a friendly group, and they'll go out of their way. They'll bend over backwards to bless you. Amen. Pastor Lewis is also the voice behind a radio program called A Moment of Truth, and also another radio program called In Defense of the Truth, and both heard on local AM radio stations. And In Defense of the Truth is, as a matter of fact, heard on our radio station, Evangelism Radio, as well, praise God. Pastor Lewis, a little background on him, he received his bachelor's degree from the University of Maryland, his master's from Loyola College. He also has a master's in divinity degree from the Biblical Theological Seminary, and is currently going for his doctorate from Faith Theological Seminary. In addition to being the pastor and going to school and all that, he's also the secretary of the North Atlantic Regional Council of the International Council of Christian Churches. And he also writes a monthly newsletter called The Defender as part of the Defense of Truth ministry efforts. And all of these things, in addition to being a full-time pastor and recording two radio programs, man, you are one busy person, Pastor. Glory to God.
Well, amen, amen. The Lord gives us plenty of work to do. But how does the old saying go? I'd rather wear out than rust out.
Amen.
we're happy working for the Lord. Look, I don't think I do any more than any other pastor who's out there on the front line working in the kingdom of God.
Oh, amen. I can relate to that 100%. I mean, people ask me, you know, what do you do all day? You know, and you try and explain about operating an online radio station, like they look at you with that glazed over look like, yeah, okay. But when you actually sit down and write it out, you're like, God, how do I do all this? It has to be you. You know, so
Understand. There's no question that the Lord's hand is in everything we do, but because physically we couldn't do it on our own.
That's right. Pastor, could you give us a brief description of one, how you came to know the Lord, and two, how he called you into the ministry? I think that'd be an interesting story to share with our listeners.
Well, regarding how I came to know him, I'm one of those people who spent every Sunday of their childhood in church. Uh-huh. I grew up in the church. I worked in the church. I was a deacon and an elder in the church. The problem was, I was in the wrong church. I was in what is now a very liberal Protestant denomination, the United Church of Christ. Mm. And I was 28 years old and had never heard the gospel.
Wow.
And didn't read the Bible much. We were never encouraged to do that. And so I was involved in a lot of secular things. I pursued a degree at Maryland in psychology, and I was working on my master's degree at Loyola in counseling, and was taking courses by Kubler-Ross on death and dying, and looking at all these parapsychology what goes on. You know, everybody wants to know what happens when we die, and of course, it all depends on what sources you're looking at as to whether you find out the truth or not. So it was during all of this, and I was into the Zodiac and the horoscopes, all of this. I happened to be down in Ocean City, Maryland. It was a rainy day, so I couldn't go to the beach. I went into a bookstore, and I picked up a book that I'm sure all of your listeners are familiar with, by Mr. Hal Lindsey, The Late Great Planet Earth.
Yep.
And this was several years, actually, after he had written that book. And I stood there in that store, and I must have read half the book, and finally realized I better buy this, or they're going to throw me out. So I bought the book, went home and read it, and I was just energized. And to this day, the Lord still has me energized about eschatology, future events, the prophecies that still lie ahead. Time. I was watching a broadcast of Jimmy Swaggart, and he gave the gospel message as clear as I've ever heard it given.
Wow.
And I got down on my knees and asked the Lord to forgive my sins and to cleanse me with the only blood that you can be cleansed with, that of Jesus. And I accepted him as my Lord and my Savior. And as they say, the rest is history.
Amen.
And I went on from there. Now, as far as getting into the ministry, I was, let me just back up just for a moment.
Okay.
I really struggled with staying in school and completing my degree. I was on fire for the Lord, and everything I was doing in school was very secularly based. And I...
Are you there?
I said, yeah, I'll get it. I've come this far. It came in handy because years later, and I'd done work in the corporate field and in the government field, and I had a very, very bad car accident, was nearly killed, and took about 6 months to recover.
Wow.
I lost my job in the process, and so I was just doing whatever I could do to put food on the table, and attending a different church by now, and because I was saved and knew the gospel message and knew that the Lord had a plan for me, just didn't know what it was.
Right.
Well, long story short, I helped our pastor. He was getting up in years, and he was having some health issues. And I came alongside him on the radio. He needed help with the broadcast in Defense of Truth, which you mentioned earlier. I currently direct and broadcast that each and every week, and we do so over Internet radio as well. Dr. John Decker started that broadcast in June of 1963, so we just finished this month our 52nd year of continuous broadcasting. Mr. Broadcast. Amen.
Amen.
And so I started working with him back in the year 2000 on the radio, and his health continued to worsen, and one thing led to another. And I said, you know, I really feel a call of the Lord on my life here, but I need to enroll in I need to play some catch-up here. And that's what I did. I went up to the Philadelphia area to Biblical Theological Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And got my Master of Divinity degree and was ordained shortly thereafter, and hit the ground running and haven't slowed down since.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, I met you through a mutual friend, Rick Metzger, who founded the Gateway Pastors Association. And through these meetings, we ended up with you on our radio program, Glory to God, a radio station. And Pastor, I want to tell you, I appreciate your broadcast immensely. I mean, it adds such depth to our broadcaster field. And even though it's only, you know, 14 and a half, 15 minutes long, I mean, it is power-packed, comes straight to the point, because you don't have enough time, really, in 14, 15 minutes to beat around the bush. I mean, if you're... I highly encourage you to listen to Pastor Lewis's broadcast in Defense of Truth, because he comes straight to the point and doesn't hold back. Amen? Glory
Amen.
To God. Well, I know you told me one of the purposes for you being in broadcast ministry is, and when we talked before, is to reach out to more people with the gospel, and that's one of the things the Lord told me to do with our radio stations as well. But how is the Lord using that part of your ministry? I know you got the church, and that you're, you know, that's a full-time job all in itself, is ministering to the congregation. But how is the Lord using your broadcast ministry? You know, what things have you discovered that is working as you do these broadcasts?
Well, a few things.
Cut out again. Are you there?
The unanswered question. You know, we know the Lord's word goes out and doesn't return void, and I can't wait to find out once I get to heaven how many people we may have reached, all told, because our ministry, because of the fact we're on the radio, and those airwaves literally go around the country and around the world, you really don't know how many souls you're touching.
Amen.
But what it has done here in the local area, and again, I'll just reflect for a moment back on Dr. Decker's work back in the early 60s and through the 70s and 80s, he built the church that I am now pastoring, the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church, and that word Bible in there is very important.
Amen. I forgot about
that. If you've kept track with a lot of the denominations in Protestantism, there's a there of churches within each denomination that lean hard to the left, and there's a group that lean harder to the right. Mm-hmm. And it's no different with the Presbyterians. The Presbyterian Church USA is very liberal, and I don't want to be associated with them at all.
Amen.
And so we are a Bible Presbyterian Church. We put all of our emphasis on the Word of God. We don't teach from any other book or any other source. It all comes from God's holy Word.
Amen.
But what we have done, again, through our radio ministry, particularly here in the Baltimore area where we've been on the air, for so long, and at our height, we were on 28 different stations around the nation.
Amen.
I still get prayer requests from people all around the country.
Amen.
They were listeners. They're no longer. We're only locally here. The sad fact with radio ministries, I found out, is the older saints die and go to heaven, you don't get the support from the younger people.
Yeah.
Younger people I found, and this is not really an indictment, just an observation, younger people I found come to church, but they kind of let the plate pass them by. The Lord provides. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
And he has continued to do that with us. But we have reached many people, and they have come to our church.
Amen.
And, you know, several stay. Many come, several stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the church builds up, and what happens is they, through word of mouth, at least listen to the radio, to the In Defense of Truth program.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it quite a network has formed. And as you say, we have our Defender newsletter, which is an outreach of that. We email that to several countries around the world where we have missionaries.
Cool.
I know it's going into a few different prison systems here in the United States. Mm-hmm. I have pastor friends that have prison ministries. So, again, you know, the ones I never hear about, the ones I never hear back from, but I know are hearing the word, hearing the gospel message.
Right.
Perhaps one day when we get to heaven, we'll find out about all of that.
Amen.
And so then, just quickly transition, the moment of truth, which came out of In Defense of Truth, and this August we will be beginning our third year with the moment of truth. That's just a one-minute commentary on a local radio station,
okay.
A secular station at that, which was
Amen.
Really important to us.
Amen.
And people have heard it and agree. And they show up at church, and again, we're able to reach many people that way.
Amen. Glory to God.
All ministry. They want to stay in touch, so we send them CDs every week of our sermons. We mm-hmm. send them CDs of our radio broadcasts. We send them our newsletter. And then they, of course, spread the word in their circles, and we've gotten several new
Okay.
That's still the best way to reach people.
Amen. The phone line or whatever, the connection, I guess, keeps cutting out. We get, you know, several times it gets interrupted. This, what you were just talking about, that was into the prisons, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because that part cut out. I just want to make sure that our listeners heard that. Now, another area you discussed in our pre-broadcast efforts here was to fight apostasy with the truth of God's Word. What areas are you concentrating on in this effort?
Well, you know, this is getting easier and easier to do, Pastor Bob, because more and more churches are falling away from the truth.
Yeah.
The obvious elephant in the...
Come on back. I know you're there.
Supreme Court.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, very, very clearly, God has given us his thoughts and his decree on this matter. So it's very easy to speak out against these things. Abortion is another one. Another issue that is running through many churches now, and it's running through our government as well. It falls under the title of income redistribution.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Many big-name Christians are involved in that, and they're leading the way, and
leading away is more correct.
Go ahead.
They say they're leading away is probably more correct.
They are leading away, absolutely. And so we just want to preach the truth found in God's Word. And as I tell our folks here often, you know, if I tried to keep up with all the heretical teachings going on within the church,
you probably would. You could preach on a different subject every week.
Truth.
Yeah.
Because
Amen.
If you know the truth, then everything else will be revealed.
Amen.
You'll see the error much more clearly when you shine the light of truth on it.
Amen. With this Supreme Court ruling, at the date of this broadcast, it was the week prior, on the same-sex marriage ruling. I can only imagine how many sermons you are preparing to just confront this issue head on.
Well, you know, this is an issue you can include in just about any sermon you write, because the current events of the day are always in the forefront of people's minds, and you can always point just about any scripture, you can point the light of that scripture on what's going on in the world today. You know, the Bible tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's unchangeable. Our Lord does not change, and that's a good thing. And
Amen.
So we can use this, and yes, I and I'm sure many others as well. The concern, of course, is what is the other side of the aisle doing. I saw a pastor on TV a couple nights ago, and he had just performed his first same-sex wedding, and he says, "I'll admit I was nervous. I had never done it before, but I'm looking forward to getting better at it as we do more and more." He was excited about this.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, we on the right side, the conservative side, the Lord's side, we'll have our hands full with combating these things. And
yeah.
And I think it's very important that preachers stick to their calling.
Amen.
I preached a message yesterday. There is an organization in evangelical circles right now. It's called the American Renewal Project. And their aim is to recruit 1,000 pastors nationwide to run for elected office
Amen.
Next year.
I see
well,
that.
I'm not in favor of that. I think if you're called to be a pastor, that's a calling.
Amen.
I didn't sit in my guidance counselor's office in high school and check the box I wanted to be a pastor.
Right.
No, we're called of the Lord. And if we are called to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we are to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think we're much more important in the pulpit educating our people. Now, if they want to recruit 1,000 all for it.
Yeah.
I will recommend people in my own congregation.
Yeah.
I will help train them up. But I think the job of a pastor is to stick to the preaching of the word.
Amen.
And
Jesus was actually the example for that, because the people wanted to take him and make him king.
That's right.
He said
that's
no.
That's right.
That's not his calling. I mean, he's called to be our king, yes, but not an earthly king.
Perfect example there. And you know, we were speaking about apostasy just a few minutes ago. As more and more pastors fall away from the truth, you're going to find you're not going to have a lot of real good stick to the Bible pastors in the pulpits anymore. So
that's right.
Why do we want to take the good ones out, run them for office?
Yeah, exactly. That's correct. You know, on my Facebook page, I've gotten into a few, I call them discussions, with the liberal left, how they're rejoicing in all this, and one of their comments is, you know, well, doesn't your Bible say, judge not, lest you be judged? And my response, I think I got this from you, was, my job's not to judge you, my job is to tell you what the judge has already ruled.
Amen.
You
know? Amen.
If you don't like the ruling, too bad. That's the way it is. I mean, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says or what Congress or the President says. They can change every law they want, but God's law is still the law. It doesn't change.
Yes, and the Supreme Court is really not supreme. That's a title that belongs to our Lord.
That's right. Well,
I found myself in discussions, and invariably they all end the same way when I tell them, your argument is with God.
Exactly.
You need to go talk to him about it.
Amen. Well, we're winding down to the end of the broadcast, but I do want to talk about, you know, you host a 9/11 service called God and Country, and this has been going on for how long now?
This will be our fifth year this September the 11th.
Amen. And who's going to be your special guest speakers this year?
Two confirmed. We're looking for a third, and I've got a couple in the mix. I'm waiting to hear back from them. Mm-hmm. But our keynote speaker every year to this point, and again this year, will be William Federer. Mm-hmm. Bill puts out what is called the American Minute on the Internet. He's also a bestseller. And Bill O'Reilly, several of the Fox shows, and others as well. Mm-hmm. He is very, very, very well spoken, and he is extremely knowledgeable when it comes to the religion of Islam. And he has really been a big hit here every year at our service. So I usually have him speak to that subject to bring us up to date, what's going on, and then, you know, give us the thinking that goes into this from the Muslim jihadist point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people who are not afraid to die. In fact, they want us to kill them because they think it gives them a direct path to heaven. And so it's very difficult to defeat an enemy like that.
That's right.
So you have to know your enemy. And Bill does a lot in educating us on that. We also have a Messianic Jewish rabbi, Rabbi Neil Saraski. He came to know the Lord several years ago and is involved with Chosen People Ministries, where they minister primarily to Jewish people, telling them that Jesus is Messiah, but others as well. And I'm going to have him open the service this year and give us the point of view from the nation of Israel.
Amen.
With what's going on in the Middle East. And then, as I said, I'm hoping to have a few others waiting to hear back from it at
Amen.
This time, so I can't really say who they are yet, but they'll be good.
Amen. Well, beginning, just as a little plug, I guess, for our radio station, beginning with last year's meeting, we also attend and set up our equipment, and we broadcast the God and Country meeting on 9/11 live throughout the earth. I mean, it goes streams through the internet all around the world. So,
amen. Yeah,
we're planning on doing it again this year also. Amen.
That would be great. Yes.
Amen. Now, you mentioned that your church, Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church, has a smartphone app. What can people do with it? How do they get a hold of it and download it? You know, what does it do for them?
Well, just go to the App Store online and type in Cub Hill Church.
Mm-hmm.
Here, and you will be able to get all of our radio broadcasts from In Defense of Truth, all of our Moments of Truth, the 60-second broadcast that I do every day. You'll be able to see all of our Defender newsletters on there as well.
Amen. Amen. Do you have the tracking stats as far as how many people have downloaded it so far?
Our IT guy does. I don't have that at my fingertips right now, but they're getting to it. We do need, I'll say this, and you know, the internet, it's great being on the internet, but there's a couple trillion other people on it too. So the toughest part is becoming known, and yes. So it's the word of mouth, and it'll grow. But we do have some feedback, yes.
Amen. Well, as we get ready to close, can you give our listeners your contact information if they want to get more information or want to get in touch with you or get more information on attending your church or your ministries in general? Can you give our listeners your contact information?
Okay.
Hey, you're cutting in and out. Probably have to start that over.
Okay. We are located in the Baltimore area. We are at 2927 Cub Hill Road. That's right at the corner of Harford Road. You come around the Beltway, I-695, and take exit 31B. B is in Bob.
31B.
Back off the road on the left. Our phone number is 661-9419.
Okay, can you give that phone number again? Because you cut out.
Yes, the phone number is 410-661-9419.
Okay.
Our email address is cubhill@cubhillchurch.org. Our website address,
Cut out again. Have to get that address again, Pastor.
www.cubhillchurch.org. The Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Cub Hill Church.
Amen.
And as our brother Bob has already told you all, you can listen online, evangelismradio.com.
Hallelujah.
And I spoke briefly about the app as well. So yes, come in and visit us. Our services, our church service is Sunday at 11 a.m. We do have a Sunday school class prior to that at 10:15. We have a Tuesday afternoon Bible study at 1:30. We have a Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer meeting at 7.
Amen. Well, folks, I really appreciate Pastor Lewis taking his time out of his busy schedule to join us today. And like I said, if you're in the Baltimore area, either living here or just visiting here, and you're listening to us by the internet, stop by the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church on Sunday mornings and check it out. Like I said, every time I've been there, I was made to feel right at home. Pastor, thank you for joining us today. I really enjoyed it, and we'll have to do this again soon. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you, Brother Bob, all you do for the Lord and for the Lord's people.
Amen. Well, folks, this is a podcast, and if you have any questions, comments, whatever, please visit our website. It's going to be www.kcrpodcast.com, or you can email me direct at brotherbob.ftfm.org. That's all the time we have. Be blessed in all that you do.